record, not this record!
Singles, albums, LP records, and they're all scratched.
Sound just like a record on a phonograph.
May I say, before this record spins to a close.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, a salute to John Wetton, the prog rocker who became an arena-rocking frontman for the group Asia. He's passed away at the age of 67. On this 27th day of February 2017, we look back 40 years at 1977. Through the prism of The Clash, who shook things up at that time. If you thought CeeLo Green's Grammy outfit was crazy, you're going to love his cover of a Jimi Hendrix classic. Oh, and speaking of the Grammys, that unstoppable Adele gets things spinning with what is now going down as one of the most honored records of all time. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
To be here. take me to heart, and I'll always love you. And nobody can make me do wrong, take me for granted, leaving love unsure, makes willpower weak and temptation strong. Should understand she's not just a plaything, she's flesh and blood just like her man. If you wanna do that.
She's tough. I mean, she really cleans up.
Betty Wright was the cleanup woman in 1972. The Vinyl Experience, spinning some Golden Soul by Aretha Franklin ahead of that. Do Right Woman. And the woman who's done right at the Grammys, sweeping with the record called Hello, Adele, to begin the Vinyl Experience today, which now focuses on a very different sound, different era. This is one of the biggest selling records of all time, one of the biggest debut records of all time, and one of the most short-lived musical endeavors of all time. It was the so-called supergroup Asia, John Wetton of the band, and formerly of King Crimson, passed away at the age of 67. Time catching up with classic rock.
To find that you planned it all along. I see it now, it comes so clear. Your insincerity, me all starry-eyed. You think that I you're right.
magic on my guitar. Wanna be a poet, you wanna be my string. You could be anything. Do you wanna be the lover of another? Undercover, you could even be the man on the moon. Do you wanna be the player? Do you wanna be the string? Let me tell you something. It just don't mean a thing. You see, it really doesn't matter when you're buried in disguise by the dark gloss on your eyes. Though your flesh has crystallized, still
Experience with one of the most artistically ambitious of the prog rock era albums, Brain Salad Surgery by Emerson, Lake and Palmer. ELP took quite a hit in the year of 2016 with the loss of Keith Emerson and Greg Lake. Carl Palmer remains. He was a founding member of the group called Asia, which we heard before that, the group that featured members of Yes and King Crimson. That would be John Wetton, the singer and songwriter of Asia, who took that kind of progressive ethic and blew it up to CinemaScope, to stadium-filling, radio-friendly pop music in the early 1980s, but a very hot-selling album on Geffen Records in 1982, remembering Mr. Wetton on The Vinyl Experience. At the start of the show, it was Adele belting out Hello. CeeLo Green made quite an impression with his appearance, more so than his music, but here he is tearing up a Jimi Hendrix class.
Get up and scream! silly,
of losing their sound.
You are correct. That is not the usual version of 8 Miles High by the Byrds. That demo version was recorded at RCA Studios in Hollywood early in 1966. The band would later refine the track, and it would become one of the definitive songs of its time, as was Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix, given the CeeLo Green treatment. And this is not the usual version of this Kinks song. As a matter of fact, it isn't even the Kinks. That's my garage sale find of the week. The group is called Camerata, and they took some of the youth sounds heard on the radio in the mid-60s and refined them for the older generation, the LP-playing Dubonnet-sipping set. Of course, that was All Day and All of the Night, all kinds of souped up by Camerata on the Vinyl Experience.
I wanna bring it to you. Hey.
Black Keys and Turn Blue, and New York-based Hollis Brown with Run Right to You, contemporary vinyl, spinning here on The Vinyl Experience. Back we go now 40 years to a snapshot of 1977 as viewed by The Clash. This is one of the punkiest of their creations, and it came at a time when the music was changing, and so their refrain of no Beatles, no Rolling Stones, no Elvis in 1977 would resonate in a kind of a creepy way, as 1977 was the year that Elvis Presley died. Very unusually, at the end of the song, as they wind it down with this sort of chant of, you know, 1977, sod the Jubilee, 1978, 79, et cetera, they go all the way up to 1984 in their projections, where they said, here comes the police. They couldn't have imagined what Gordon Sumner had tucked up his sleeve in 1977.
Yeah.
Horn Slim and The Law, The Spirit Moves, summer of 2015 vinyl on The Vinyl Experience. Radiohead from their 1995 masterpiece, The Bends, on The Vinyl Experience. Bob Dylan has announced that he will release 3 standards records to add to the 2 that already exist. That's a lot of American songbook, Zimmy. I mean, come on. And some folks are scratching their heads. And some folks are saying, will he ever write original music again? Or has he just simply said everything that he has to say? We'll never know. Bob Dylan will always leave you guessing. But if there is a body of work that he has left off with that will stand as potentially his last word, it is the last three original albums of new material that he put out in the early 2000s. This song, Ain't Talkin', captures the spirit of this moment in the world and could very much stand as Bob Dylan's final word, although he's clearly not done singing yet.
Flowers were dangling from the vine. I was passing by a young, cool crystal fountain. Someone hit me from behind. Ain't talking, just walking through this weary world of the world. Heart burning. Say prayer has the power to heal, so pray for my mother. In the human heart, an evil spirit can dwell. I'm trying to love my neighbor and do good unto others. But oh mother, things ain't going well. Ain't talking, just walking. Before you can cross, heart burning, still yearning. There'll be no mercy for you once you've lost. Now I'm all worn down by weeping. My eyes are filled with tears, my lips are dry. If I catch my opponents ever sleep, I'll just slaughter them where they lie. Ain't talking, just walking through the world mysterious and vague. Heart burning, still yearning. Walking through the cities of the plague. Brain. love companions. They approve of me and share my code. I practice a faith that's been long abandoned. Ain't no altars on this long and lonesome road. Ain't talking, just walking. My mule is sick, my horse is blind. I'm burning, still yearning. Thinking about that gal I left behind. Well, it's bright in the heavens and the wheels are flying. Fame and honor never seem to fade. The fire gone out, but the light is never dying. Who says I can't get heavenly aid? Ain't talking, just walking. Suffering is unending. Every nook and cranny has its tears. I'm not playing, I'm not pretending. I'm not nursing any superfluous fears. Ain't talking, just walking. Walking ever since the other night.
And that's The Vinyl Experience, the 2006 record by Bob Dylan called Modern Times, which concludes with the chilling Ain't Talkin'. Bob's still with us. Chuck Berry is still with us. As we enjoy his instrumental deep feeling to close out this vinyl experience, I encourage you to seek more in the archives at prn.fm. Try streaming the Vinyl Experience station on iHeartRadio, runs 24/7. Follow the Vinyl Experience fan page on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcanti.